Welcome to the Let's Talk Energy podcast from EnergyNet. This series was recorded at the Africa Energy Forum 2023 in Nairobi, Kenya. Join us for this and other episodes as we talk to the industry players, stakeholders, and rising stars of Africa's energy sector.
Okay, I am Tony Chiu, CEO of Renewables in Africa. So what we do is raising awareness about renewables energy in Africa and across the world.
I am Luca Silva, COO of Red Rocket. We are an integrated IPP working in wind, hydro and solar project all around Africa.
Morning or good afternoon, Luca.
Good afternoon.
So it's a pleasure to see you here. I think I love the name of your company. I want to ask you a question. So when are you going to Mars?
When we're almost there. No, I think we are in the right direction.
You're in the right direction.
Yes, I think a lot happened in the last 3-4 years that are bringing us in a very right path, basically. Uh-huh. And our stand is showing to us the fact that we are almost ready to go to Mars.
Okay.
But it's a process, and we do step by step all the time, pay attention, but that's the direction that one day we will have to
it
be
It feels
there.
Like to me, so if you keep going this way, you're going to beat Bezos, you know, Elon Musk and Richard Branson, you know.
Yes, that's the one. We always think out of the box as all these guys, but that's the direction. And
excellent.
We need to continue to act like this.
I would just say that because I just love your website now. So it makes you think about space industry, which you're not, but that's great. So we here at AEF, right? So AEF, it's happening in Africa, finally back, you know. So first time was in Mauritius, but the first time in continental Africa. So how has the summit been for you so far? Have you been able to close deal?
Okay, 3 days are difficult to close a deal, but however, I would say that we always find interesting, absolutely. We like a lot the African Energy Forum. It's one of the exhibitions where we want to be, always because there is the right networking, the right people to chat with about project and about business all around Africa. So absolutely is a nice thing. The fact that it's in Africa, we are very happy about that. We know Kenya, and I've been, I think everything has been organized properly here, and let's say it's absolutely fantastic that this year is in Africa, the things, because at the end, that's the important part.
Excellent. I'm very happy to hear that. And I just wanted to hear more about the project that you're working on at the moment and get a better understanding of the territory that you are covering. I know you initially a South African-based company,
yeah.
But you here in AEF, so talking about the whole of Africa. So what are the territories that interest you? And tell me about as well about the project that you're working on at the moment.
So we are all around Africa, first of all. Clearly, South Africa is driving a lot of our business in this moment because of what's happening in South Africa. But we look a lot also outside Africa. We have also a project in operation in Uganda, in Tororo, close to the boundaries with Kenya, in operation since 2017. And we have other projects in South Africa, wind, solar, and hydro as well. We look always with interest, as said, to the rest of Africa also. And in these days, we are chatting also about potential future projects in the rest of Africa. Currently, we have 3 projects in construction, 3 big wind farms. Those are in South Africa. It's for an overall of 400 megawatts. So that's is what there is in construction. But also, we have a lot of other projects in our pipeline that are going to reach financial close very soon, and reaching also after that the construction phase for them. Mainly in South Africa, but not only. We have projects also in the West Africa and in the Central Africa that we are continuously developing.
Yeah. You are actually quite a young company, I must say. Yeah. Or it could be, it depends how people position that. And people will look at you with envy, say, how are they able to actually achieve such a track record so fast? So who is behind you? Who's backing you financially? Where is the money coming from?
The company, let's say, the long history, okay? We were not Red Rocket
before. We have
time. Okay? let's say the company is growing, but in reality, it bought time ago, at least 10, 12 years ago. The company is growing, and it's the focus, as I said, is mainly Africa. The company is and is going to grow much more in the future. So because clearly with all the success that we are having in this moment, there is a lot of interest in Red Rocket as a company. So that will be interesting for the future of the company as well.
Okay, excellent. And I picked up that the mining sector, it's an area of particular interest for you in South Africa, but also the rest of Africa, as you say that you look at the whole continent. So what is really your strategy for this sector? So what is that you're really bringing so that mining sector out there know that, you know, we want to go to Mars with them?
Yeah, yeah. I think mining and renewable is a quite good combination. It's something that is happening in the last period. Okay, we have been linked a lot to the government tender, which they continue to be part of our business, but at the same time, the private sector and the mining in particular are taking more and more and more. Concept like wheeling trading is going more and more on the table, and the mining need energy, and clearly renewable can do that. The way of how to do it and the setup of how I was going to be is going to be, let's say, it will take sometimes, but we are and we are not the only one, to be honest, because there is not only Red Rocket currently doing and develop future project in relation to mining companies, and very soon there will be some future announcement about some potential and business opportunities between Red Rocket and some mining company, because it's an absolutely interesting sector which absolutely make sense for the industry, and renewable is the future. We continue to trust about that. The fact that the mining and renewable can work together, it's interesting. As Red Rocket, we are also participating to an exhibition also related to the mining, because we want to link the two industry more and more for the future.
Excellent. So what you're saying basically is people need to make sure they come back AF so that you can hear about the announcement that you just mentioned that's going to happen. I want to make sure that I have you back in the same seat next year.
Okay.
So you can talk about it.
We will do that. I hope it's not only one, it's more than one.
Okay.
Because that will mean that what we are doing is good.
Okay.
But it's not only Red Rocket, it's going around. So I think it's good for the industry on the both sides.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
Yeah. And let me ask you a question, because you seem to be a perfect example, but there's still noise people out there that say that renewable can't drive heavy industry. So I'd like to take your point of view of that. I know we're talking about gas. We have nothing against gas, but what is your position? Can renewable really drive those heavy industry?
That's a big, big question. Renewable can help a lot, let's say like this. There are a lot of sources in Africa. Sun and the wind and the hydro are absolutely part of it. Clearly the renewable has some limitation in some aspect, because there is no continuously production all the time, but batteries are coming at the same time. The cost of wind and solar are decreasing constantly. So for me, they will play a big role, and they will be a big part of the overall concept that you mentioned. Clearly it will take time, but it's in the right direction, because that is the future, and it has to be the future also for the next generation. That is probably one of the messages that has to be important for all the new generation, and I'm very happy to see a lot of young people also here trying to have interest in the renewable energy world.
Okay, so definitely we're going to come back to the young people aspect. I'm sure this is something, as a responsible company, you are looking at. So the sector, so we're talking about renewables here, so especially being an IPP. So I was actually wondering, how do you actually source your project? Because having the right project, bankable project, it's not an easy thing to achieve.
No.
So I was actually wondering, do you have a secret source here that you can share with us?
That's the magic part of Red Rocket. Yes, so that's the experience. Okay, we are a young people, but we are not young people. Okay, although you can see, no, I'm joking. It's experience and the fact that we are not only an integrated IPP. We know the risks of this project in terms of construction, in terms of operation, and that give us that overall understanding of which kind of risks we need to take to win a tender or to reach financial close. We currently reach, and I want to emphasize this very recently, 3 months ago, referring to the three projects in construction that we have in South Africa, it has been a challenge to close them because it was in a very particular time, with also the Ukraine war that created a lot of increasing of the cost. But in all of this mix of the situation, we close it. So that for us, it's an absolutely important milestone that I think the people recognize to us, as you correctly mentioned. So it's a mix of things. It's the fact that probably we're going, but we pay attention to every detail, and we have to take our risks, but we take them with in a cautious way, knowing how we will have to manage these risks when the project will go in construction and in operation. Knowing all the mix of this aspect will give you always the opportunity to be up to speed when new tender and new technology will come on the table. I think that's mix and the fact that we are always thinking out of the box and trying to find solution that are not the usual standard will allow us hopefully to continue to do and remain in this direction. Mm.
So thank you very much for sharing that. The South African market has some clear differences with the rest of the continent. And I can see that you're willing to play on both.
Yes.
Both table, definitely. So how do you approach those differences in the approach, whereby the South African market within the continent context is, I would say, more mature market?
Yeah.
We can mention as well maybe Morocco to some extent, potentially Egypt.
Yes.
So the rest of the continent, there's still some gap to be filled there, so which presents a number of risks, as you mentioned. So how do you actually approach that? So, and why is the appetite so strong? So you feel like now is the time for us to go and jump into the pool.
Yeah, it's okay. South Africa is driving a lot, and the fact that we're based there, it's also part of that. But so we continue to think and we continue to develop project also outside because I think that the new technology, the new decreasing of the cost, the new more understanding about the technology will help other countries, which, okay, by the way, there are other projects. It's not that there are projects only in South Africa. As we know, we have a project in Uganda, but there are projects in other countries in Africa. All this direction, this trajectory, will have to unlock potential future opportunity, which other government will try to tackle. We have a project in Zambia, for example, where we are trying to develop. It's a 60 megawatt project. We constantly, we know the challenge because we faced the same issue when we had the Ugandan project. It took a while. It doesn't mean that in 6 months you can reach financial close, but you need to be there. You need to be present. How we manage these projects that are not exactly in South Africa, it's a mix of people. We have always a local partner that support us. We accelerate when we have the feeling that this project can go, but at the same time, we continue to keep relationship through our partner, with the local government, the local entities, because we continue to believe that there will be a certain point some unlock of the situation. How that will happen, it's not automatic. If not, we were chatting about another world in this moment in Africa. But we are sure that it will happen. And our example of the project in Uganda demonstrate that as example. But there are other projects, without mentioning only Red Rocket. So it's a matter of time. Clearly, it will be important that also other countries will see the example of South Africa, and not only to try to continue to go in that direction, because there are so plenty of opportunities for the future that can be taken from these countries.
Excellent. So there was a report from the McKinsey, which says that by 2050, so Africa is going to add another 850 million people into the continent, much more than any other continent. And what we know is 60% of the continent is youth, and One of their big, I would say, requests is employment. So there's a lot of young people here. The Youth Energy Summit, I think we all enjoy it. But it's not just about enjoying it. I'm sure some of you will come to you, or maybe they don't already, and say, so Luca, what are you doing to make sure that we can get employment tomorrow? What is your company doing? How do you concretely busy contributing to this?
Yeah, I'm very happy about this. Renewable is a young world. Started in Europe time ago, and not only. and it's growing and growing. And the interest of the people and the young people, it's absolutely important. What Red Rocket is doing for that? We are acting in different aspects. Okay, we have our office in Cape Town, where we have a lot of young people that are part of it, where we develop job rotation in the company to increase the expertise in different technologies, so wind, hydro, and solar. So I want to emphasize this because not a lot of IPP has different technology, is a multi-technology as we are. Battery storage is another one. On top of that, we operate our plant. Okay, and when we operate our plant, in general, we chat a lot with the community that is around those one. Let's go to the example of Tororo, because I like a lot that plant. I can give a lot also of example of what we do in South Africa, very easy, but I like because we are very close to Uganda, to emphasize that. So our team in Tororo, it's done by a mix of senior people, but also young people. And we try also to work with a closed school that we built during construction, also the power plant, to try to bring the people as much as possible link to our power plant. First of all, opening the door of our power plant to see it. And slowly, when they come and ask what are opportunities, yes, there are opportunities. We are extremely happy to give opportunity to the young people, because those people are the future at the end, and renewable has to be the future of the world.
Okay, excellent. That's a great response. I'm sure they'll be happy to hear about that. So you are a young company, as I say, so you celebrate your third year anniversary. I know you had, obviously, you were linked to another company before, but let's say as a Red Rocket entity, you know, you relatively young, a young company. Yeah. So are you planning to celebrate at the EF your third year anniversary, or do you have anything planned?
Celebrated.
Oh, okay. And I wasn't invited.
Yeah, but I will keep in mind for the number four, for the year four. No, we celebrated. We celebrated with all our people, mainly. That's, at the end, it's our force. We are a force of nature, but the meaning of that is because our people are allowing us to be there. And the fact that the people are so close to us, the environment in Red Rocket is transferring the message of always push as much as you can, always think out of the box. That are the message that are important for us. Scale, create, and collaborate. This is Red Rocket. So the young people, it's year three, but it's not a real year three. Red Rocket born already before, become official, let's say, three years ago. But I will definitely invite you for the
definitely,
next year.
Yeah, I take note of that. So last two questions for you. So I know you kind of mentioned a little bit about that, but I just wanted to focus the question on that because I could see really the passion for the continent here. So what really excites you about Africa now and in the future? What is really driving you personally and as a company?
I like Africa. So I've been in Africa for the last 10 years personally, and I continue to enjoy. I travel a lot. It's a part of my work, and this is the part that enjoy what I do and all the people. I think Africa has a lot of opportunities. That's the thing. I think that there will be, it's already happening, but this opportunity can grow. That's what I really would like to see, and this is why I push every day. As I said, we are very linked to South Africa in this moment, but it's a particular moment where Red Rocket it is, and because of the industry there. But the future is not only South Africa. The future is Africa, and Africa has to go in the right direction, as I think it will be.
Thank you very much for this response. So last question for you. So AEF, as I say, celebrating 25th anniversary. So I was wondering, so what do you think about the next 25? So how do you think happening for AEF and also for you as a company?
Okay, first of all, I will see you in 25 years. So next interview, it will be next year, but we will have a lot of interviews.
No problem.
25 years is a lot. Yeah. If you think where the renewable energy was in general 25 years ago, and you think where it is now, it's already important for the power sector, for all the sector. In 25 years, probably the trajectory will be much more. With the growing for Red Rocket and for a lot of companies in the market is going to be massive, and you can feel it that it's going there. We're in the power sector, there are a lot of dynamics. Renewable is part of it, but it's going to continue to play a bigger and bigger role. So 25 years, I said it will be a lot. technology will grow drastically, and that will drive a lot the future. And really, the future is in our hands, and in the hands of the new young people that are going to be part of it.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Luca. So we had an excellent conversation, and I can see your company is growing, going faster, bigger, and I'm hoping that in the next few years, I'll be part of the spaceship that will take us all
100%,
to Mars.
100%.
Thank you very much for that.
Thank you. Thank you for the interview. Thank you.
I appreciate that.
This series was recorded at the Africa Energy Forum 2023 in Nairobi, Kenya. Join us for this and other episodes as we talk to the industry players, stakeholders, and rising stars of Africa's energy sector.